She put up with the greasy gel through which the EEG recorded her brain activity for 45 minutes, but she couldn't wait to get started on those promising new pills. And the pills worked brilliantly. Yes, nausea was a tiresome side effect, but her competent and caring nurse had warned her about that. Much more important, her life got back on track. As Mother Jones magazine put it, Schoenfeld seemed yet another person who owed a nearly miraculous recovery to the new generation of antidepressants. On Schoenfeld's last visit, one of the doctors took her and her nurse aside and told them both the truth. Schoenfeld had been in the control group. She was taking a sugar pill. In the research lingo, a placebo. Her recovery, the doctor hastened to assure her, was entirely genuine, but the only drug she had received was an immaterial and immortal substance. Hope. Schoenfeld's main challenge, given that she lived in a materialist environment, was to accept the evidence of her own experience that a recovery based on her inner resources is real, rather than the urgent cultural messages that only a brain-bending drug could really help her. The placebo effect, the significant healing effect created by a sick person's belief and expectation that a powerful remedy has been applied when the improvement cannot have been the physical result of the remedy, must not be confused with natural healing processes. It depends specifically on the patient's mental belief and expectation that a specific remedy will work. For millennia, doctors have given placebos, knowing that they often help when all else fails. Since the 1970s, a proposed new drug's effectiveness is routinely tested in controlled studies against placebos, not because placebos are useless, but precisely because they are so useful. Placebos usually help a percentage of the patients enrolled in the control group of a study, perhaps 35% to 45%. Thus, in recent decades, if a drug's effect is statistically significant, which means that it is at least 5% better than a placebo, it can be licensed for use. In 2005, New Scientist, hardly known for its support of non-materialist neural theory, listed 13 things that don't make sense, and the placebo effect was number one on the list. Of course, the placebo effect doesn't make sense if you assume that the mind either does not exist or is powerless.